Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where coding meets comedy, and AI isn't just for the robots anymore. I'm Alex, your guide to the matrix of technical AI assessments.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask all the questions you're probably thinking but were too afraid to Google. Today, we're diving deep into the world of technical AI assessments, so buckle up!
Absolutely, Jamie. It's 2026, and AI assessments have become the cornerstone of hiring and upskilling in the AI industry. But what exactly are these assessments?
Oh, I've heard of these. Aren't they just glorified coding tests, but with extra steps?
Well, you're not entirely wrong. Technical AI assessments are structured evaluations, but they're designed to measure a candidate's ability to apply AI and machine learning techniques to solve real-world problems. They go way beyond just coding, encompassing data handling, model building, evaluation, and even deployment readiness.
Sounds intense. So no more whiteboard challenges where you awkwardly code in front of an unimpressed interviewer?
Thankfully, those days are mostly behind us. Now, assessments can range from live coding sessions to take-home projects, automated platform tests, and even case study presentations.
Ah, variety, the spice of life. But how do you design one of these bad boys without making it a nightmare for candidates?
Great question. The key is to define the core competencies you want to measure, like data literacy, modeling proficiency, and software engineering discipline. Then, choose a problem scope that's challenging but solvable within the allotted time.
So no asking for a new Facebook algorithm in 2 hours, then?
Exactly. Keep it practical. For example, predicting customer churn or building a sentiment classifier. And always provide a controlled environment. Think Docker containers or reproducible builds.
Docker containers at dawn? Got it. But how do you keep things fair and avoid turning this into a hacking contest?
That's where automated grading comes into play. You can set up pipelines using Python to evaluate submissions against hidden test sets. This way, you're grading based on accuracy, F1 scores, and other metrics without exposing the test data.
Sounds like a solid setup, but what's the catch? There's always a catch.
Well, the devil's in the details. Common pitfalls include overly complex datasets, ambiguous instructions, and hidden biases in the data. Not to mention security risks when executing untrusted code.
So what you're saying is don't accidentally invite Skynet to the party?
Precisely. Use sandboxed environments and follow security best practices to keep everything above board.
Got it. No Terminator scenarios on our watch. But seriously, it sounds like these assessments are a powerful tool for finding the right talent.
They are. And with the right approach, they can simulate real-world challenges, making the hiring process more meaningful for both companies and candidates.
Love it. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Alex, thanks for breaking down the ins and outs of technical AI assessments.
My pleasure, Jamie. And remember, folks, in the world of AI, always keep your algorithms close and your test data closer.
Well said, Alex. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep nerding out.